good morning. Today is Wednesday, the 18th of May. Joining us this morning is Humboldt County Supervisor for, what, 6 months, 7 months?
Eight-ish. Well, 7 and a half.
Yeah, okay. Virginia Bass. Morning.
So, good morning.
Are you ready
Are
for
you
our why do we say
days?
That? No, I'm just saying we got seven or eight more of these.
No, I can't wait till I don't have to do these again, but yes.
Good. Well, and apparently you got drafted before the show to be a community commenter, so you will still be around.
Yes.
But just in a different...
capacity.
Yes.
Watch out.
And I won't have to be involved. Yes. Oh. Okay. All right. Why do we say nag?
Well,
now,
I hear
why
that.
Why do we nag?
Nah, yeah. Why
do
we say nag? I want to think it's something to do with a horse, like the old nag, but I don't know what nag really means other than it's not a compliment.
No, it's a verb, right?
Yeah, stop nagging. Or to nag.
Folk tales from the Middle Ages reveal that rats were prevalent in many towns and cities. They not only ate food that humans needed, their gnawing was a constant source of irritation. Householders could do little to get rid of the rodents, so they simply had to endure the noise. An old Scandinavian term for the process of gnawing passed through German into English and emerged as nag. Eventually, it was applied to any persistent irritation, not simply the biting on wood and nuts of rats and squirrels. Contrary to logic, therefore, the word has nothing to do with the activities of a worn-out horse. A common source of annoyance then and now centers in persistent scolding by a member of the family, a fellow worker, or friend. Hence, we still say a person who gnaws at another by constant fault-finding is nothing but a...
A nag.
Bingo.
You know, I actually, that was fascinating because the rats gnawing on things, let's just say many people who have little trailers, cabins, or whatever off in the woods, it has been a source of my constant staying
up at night. Oh, I thought you were
night.
Thinking more of
the
political
rats.
Constituents
oh,
nibbling
no, no, no,
at
no, no,
small
no, no.
little issues that are just kind of
no,
peripheral,
that's all,
but
that's
they're always
all,
there.
That's, yeah, no, that's always good intentions and wonderful conversation.
You know, you're not running for office again, so you might as well just step up.
This is my hospitality part
that's
of me
right.
still.
Yeah, okay.
And no,
fine.
I'm not opening a restaurant. If anyone else asks me every day, that's no. Thank you though for asking.
How about consulting a restaurant?
I like eating in restaurants. How about
see?
I can be a
then you can be kind of a spot checker and a quality control agent and all that type of stuff.
I think I like that.
There may be a niche there, as long as people still remember the restaurant.
You'd be amazed. You know, 14 years later.
And what is the age of most of these people that remember?
Well, that's the funny thing. A lot of them are, obviously, many of them are no longer with us.
Yeah.
But there's kids of our kids' age. There is one, when we had that payroll snafu the very first time. And
oh, the first one.
Yeah, and Rex and I were came back Saturday and, you know, we're handing out checks to the different staff members who didn't get it. He was there the first day. I just came back and helped the second. Didn't want to give him credit. He, you know,
he
was there
away
first.
Money. Yeah, I know.
But,
mm-hmm.
but this one person from corrections came in and I looked at her. And I recognize the name. It's like, are you? Just like she was. It's like, wow. Okay, so you work for the county now in corrections, and I feel older than I thought I was. But you'd be surprised the number of people that are still remembering it are the kids. And I think it's because I ran into another one the other day that just remembered sitting in the booths and drawing the pictures for us. And anyway, so yeah.
With mom and dad or grandma and grandpa.
Yeah, usually not by themselves.
Yeah, though that's called graffiti, and you'd throw those guys out, right?
I
or other members
not.
Of the staff,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Well, I think it's the same thing with Roy's Club too.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, the same.
And even Lazio's. I mean, there's people that still remember Lazio's.
Now that's probably a little bit further off. You know, when did Lori sell it?
I don't know, but the name, you know, names
go
on.
Yeah, and then Crichton and a couple of others ran it. Wasn't Steve Strawn involved?
Mm. I don't remember.
Hi, Steve.
I was busy.
Yeah.
I was busy working.
It's kind of intriguing, though. You think about some of those, and then our folks would talk about some of the other ones that were in the 60s.
People still remember Big Four.
That was the one that Dad would always reference.
Yeah.
It's like, where was it? No, I couldn't fit in there. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I mean, those types of things, it would be kind of a kick. I don't know how exciting it would be for everybody, but some of the old restaurants, and if you could get like two or three menu items from each one and have a menu, and it would have Lazio's signature dishes, your guys' signature dish, signature, and Aunt Volpe's signature
There's
dish.
Have you been to that Facebook page? It's like Eureka Remember When or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Ross tries to keep pushing me into
but
that.
But there's a lot of the OHS stuff. And my dad had like seven different restaurants. And these different people remember different names. And
okay, you throw T-bones in also.
Yeah, so it's really funny the history that people have retained for.
We're looking for
and
if, that
yeah,
stuff.
And like I think I probably said before, not that I've been in the men's restroom at Seagirl, but I have had a picture sent to me from there. The picture that's hanging in there of that, it was an ad for all the nightclubs that are happening.
Men's room.
Yes. Thank you. See, he's been there. He's seen it. I've seen the picture. Three of my dad's restaurants are there on the same ad. It's pretty awesome.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It might be a huge challenge to do something like that, but I can't imagine anybody that would have a negative reaction.
So you're suggesting in my retirement I should focus on...
No, I bet you could get two or three folks together that would execute various elements of it. You know, somebody who enjoys doing the meat and somebody that's like a...
Hey, I can...
Kind of coordinate something like that. And maybe it would be one of those restaurants that doesn't really exist. You know, you do it in like the food incubators, locations and things like that, and you just deliver meals once a week and you so you wouldn't have the staffing challenges and workers' comp and all that, you know, challenge... area. It would just be the food products, and then you get somebody to deliver it. I mean, something that might be kind of a...
Well, you know, it's something you could actually just float.
Weatherbees.
As an idea.
And Seafood Grotto.
Yeah, right down the road from us.
I mean, yeah, how many... I bet you could pull together, even if it was just Eureka, you could probably get 10 or 12 different ones that would be non-competitive.
Yeah.
And complimentary and could do something there. I wonder if you could afford the product anymore.
Depends. Whoops. I still make the seasoning. I make onion rings. My son makes onion rings. You know, we got it down.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you can afford that stuff. The steak now?
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing is they have these various meals in a box. Why not do something that would be a local meal?
Oh, that'd be kind of fun. I like that idea.
Yeah, she said fun. So we'll work on it when we come back. It's 8:19.
Hi there, and good evening, and welcome to the Jim Bohannon Show from Westwood One Radio. We're at 1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-505-4626. Weekdays at 7 p.m., it's the Jim Bohannon Show. I'm Jim Bohannon. Join me here on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning. Nostalgic with Virginia Bass. Considering all the... You said you like eating out. I think, what is it, over 50% of all food dollars now are still being spent out of the house, even with all the goofy stuff in the last 6 to 12 months. You would think that there would be some opportunities. You throw Stanton's in there, Rod had come up with the Embers. And you start thinking about all these food options that were available over a 30 or 40 or 50-year window. A lot of the food offerings were not particularly sophisticated. Yeah, well, we were still a logging community and a fishing community, so it was
I'm going to look at basics. We were, I mean, meat and potatoes. Getting my dad to put anything vegetarian was like, you know, you got green beans for your veg.
Yeah,
that was it.
Beans out of the can.
So,
right?
You know, and over the years, yeah. You know, added some more things. But, you know, we go back to the very staples of what something was. Like, you know, for us, that would be, you know, I think what people remember most. Although, there's still others who go,
everybody has their
fettuccine.
Faith.
Yeah, you know. And,
yeah.
But yeah, it's, I you know, you may be, I mean, I'll give you a credit. I think you may be onto something. I'm not sure exactly what.
How to pull it all
yeah.
together.
But you know, it's an interesting concept. You know, if someone's interested to start pulling some of those things together, when, you know, I mean, there's probably some people that are pretty good researchers. Excuse me, I gotta.
Well, it might even be something as,
excuse me.
As simple as doing an outreach, or your three favorite food memories of ding 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 ding, and you just have a list of restaurants, and that's where you start. I mean, you still can't have a super broad menu because you can't. But
yeah.
To narrow things down a little bit so that you kind of get in the neighborhood of a couple of things and be able to pull something together.
One, it'd be fun to make, excuse me, I had a little tickle in my throat there. It would be nice to have it focus on restaurants that are no longer around, too. Because pretty soon, I mean, because you
Memorial
have,
restaurants.
Yeah, well, that sounds sad.
Well,
but
we're
yes.
coming up on Memorial Day.
Yeah,
I mean,
but something,
or
you know.
Or memory
because
restaurants.
You can't go there anymore, right? You can, there's some.
You can't go there, but maybe you can.
Ooh.
Yeah. I know. So. We can work on that one. It's not quite too many words. It would be fun to look at some of that stuff because there was certainly before we were around all the bars. You could maybe do the same thing with a signature drink, you know, unless everybody was just kind of pouring beer and whiskey and that was it, you know. But some of the different types of. You could really kind of have something kind of cool here, but you'd have to have a pretty big facility, I would think, because
right.
there would want to be people showing up and sitting down and looking at the menus, and if you had all the nostalgic stuff around or a little bit of each.
Who knows what the format could be, but it is funny. Like, you know, my mom had passed away. We know
how about
that,
the rib room?
I'm still cleaning. Oh my gosh, yes.
Okay.
Listen,
as long as we're vamping here. What about a booth from each one?
You know where our booths are right now?
Who's using them?
Actually, they're covered in blue velvet, and they're in the Eagle House, or the Inn at 7th and, what, Inn at, on C Street. I can't
You're
remember.
In the Eagle House.
Yeah, my okay. brain, my address is like going, Fatsy Klein's are there, and they have one that's not uncovered. I mean, that's not covered, so I still
oh,
have
still
access
real,
to one.
One real deal.
That would be fun. Yeah, you never know what you might have found under those seats, though. I've always wanted.
Well, that's part of the fun, I think.
You'd be amazed what people used to stick in their eyes.
Yeah. Tips.
That would have.
Maybe not.
Maybe
huh?
not, no. Gum is probably the number one.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was reserved for the tables only, but that's okay.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. I think that there's a yearning for that kind. So I read something a couple weeks ago about retail shopping. That it's not boomers, and it's not X's, it's the young millennials and the Z's that are wanting to get back and experience retail. That's where they're going. So now, I mean, just to play, you know, bring back a McGarrigan's or a Three of Us, or some of those, yeah, Maurice's Shoes.
Yeah, I was going to Hornbrook's.
But yeah, Hornbrook's. See plywood up on one of the windows there just kills me every time
my,
I go by.
My brother used to work on Hornbrook's a long time ago.
No. Oh, I had my feet in that x-ray thing that's supposed to cause cancer. That was the coolest thing in the world, right? Stand there and see your foot on the x-ray.
I don't remember that.
I think Jack had said that kind of disappeared really quick once they found out how much radiation was really involved.
Okay, so now people listening are going to be going, oh,
that
no.
explains it. But, you think about all that stuff that was Eureka, and there really is very, very little that remains.
Well, and it's, you know, I know there's some people that have no even recognition that was Eureka, right? I mean,
Debs, we could throw in Debs
yeah,
also.
Yeah, so part of it is like, you know, it's just like your history, your heritage, you know, just a community. We talk a lot about Old Town, and it's great, the concept. But what about the things people used to do and enjoy?
In Old Town?
No, not that. No, that's still pretty much.
Wow, you know. You're taking this one to the edge.
No, but people already kind of have, for some reason, all that sticks in people's mind, and that's, I don't think anyone wants to recreate it. But then I get it.
Cruising the deuce. No,
But you know, it's got a history that is stuck with it. Other parts, you know, people drive by our old building all the time. They have no idea what it was. Or those that do say, what happened?
It doesn't look anything like, at least the signage on the outside doesn't.
Yeah. I have to say, they've done a great job inside.
What is in there?
It is a cannabis, what is it? The distill. The more the chemical kind of work.
Oh, it's
These guys did an amazing job. I actually called. I called one day. I saw the number and said, hey, this sounds really stupid. This is my family's old business. I was a little when we built it. And they let me go in and visit it and tour. The kitchen was still in there. It probably isn't anymore, but this was about a year ago. But they've done it's like beautiful
museum.
Like stainless lab though for everything else. I mean they've done an excellent job.
And
you know,
there's the kitchen.
Dad might like not been thrilled with the concept of cannabis, but I think he'd have been happy that it's well taken care of.
It's 8:30.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Virginia Bass. So as we think about the old days,
mm-hmm.
I guess some people might refer to it as the old days. For me, it's like, no, that's normal days. What elements of that do you think we can bring back? Because I think there's an awful lot of it that we are consciously or subconsciously striving to return to. Maybe the simplicity. Maybe it's locally owned and operated. Maybe it's something else. But there seem, more than just nostalgia, there seems to be some core elements there that really resonate, whether we grew up here or whether we moved here later on, that are part of what we're looking for.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about that. You know, part of it is still, I think people are, there was a feeling of community back then that is, I think, different than it is now. I mean, when I grew up, it's like we didn't have a lot of people come over to our house or anything. But, man, we were always at the HSU football games. We had the tickets with, you know, sat with Peronis. I mean, we had the crowd up there, you know. It was, I grew up in this thing that there was a real passion around, you know, going to these different types of events. And I think there may still be some. Maybe it's just because I don't have kids or grandkids in school, or I'm not there, but it was.
And your horizons have expanded.
Yeah, but it wasn't that we were all going there because we had anyone we knew playing. It was just we were real boosters of different things. And I think there was a different type of way of gatherings, you know. I don't know.
Maybe less choices also.
I think it was a big deal
to have, what, 3 TV stations?
Well, yeah, and you didn't have other, you know, you didn't have the TV stations. You didn't have, and I think there's probably a lot more opportunities or different types of things to do now. We had movie theaters back then. We still have,
bowling alleys.
I mean, there's different ways of gathering. And I don't know, you know, even today, it's like I look at my own world and I'm unfortunately really boring. You know, I mean, there's no gatherings I go to. I go to chamber events.
I'm learning that boring is not bad.
Yeah.
There's a sanity there. But yeah, bowling alleys, you know, we have Harbor Lanes, right?
Right.
But we used to have 3. It was Harbor, Broadway, and Eureka.
I forgot. Oh. I knew there was two.
And Fortuna had theirs. Riodale had theirs. There were bowling leagues. There were softball leagues. It was just, more basic. I heard a reference last week. I think it was Tesh. I'm not sure. But they said they did college did an experiment, and they took away all cell phone and internet for a week. And these were regular users that, and they asked the people to describe, at the end of the week. And they said less stress, blood pressure was down. They did all the measuring of that kind of stuff, and they felt more comfortable and at ease. And I thought, there's really some gem there somewhere. And
I think social media, for me, if I, because I don't do it very often when I, but I do find myself looking, and I find that when I don't do it for a while, I might wonder what's going on.
How many apps do you have on your phone?
I don't know. Well, the sad thing is, just a warning to everybody, if you ever switch phones, and even though, you did not like necessarily the one you had, and the other brand has
records,
like the best camera, and you go for that, I've lost a lot. So to tell you the truth, I don't even recognize the apps that are on this thing right now.
I go to about four of them.
Oh, yeah. I don't go to nearly.
One's a baseball card site, so it's not really active. And one financial tracking one, ESPN is one, and Catan.
Yeah, most
one game playing.
Most of my apps are based on, whether it's the banking potentially or
I travel. I do have to admit there's a weather one and also
tides. I have a weather, and I have, travel
some of those
or something. But
come baked in. But going through just even remembering some of the restaurants.
Yeah.
It's like, what was it about, let's use Roy's Club because, it wasn't yours. Even the antipasta dish. I remember the long green onions. And it was a simplicity, but a consistency with it.
Same with the serving staff back then, serving crews. I mean, there were several restaurants where, I think Seagull probably has some still really good consistency as who's there. And we've followed people when they've left one place to go to the next. But, people came to restaurants then, and it was a family event, basically, not just a family coming to eat dinner or something, but you knew the people that were there.
And they knew you, and it was a family
essence.
And it
was like a restaurant community that expanded, and, it was a lot more, involved. I think about it, and I don't think it's crews changed really quickly. I have to say, though, I'm going to call one out, over in, my brain just went, Oberon. I am tired today. Oh. And, one of our cooks, chefs is left when we closed down, he actually started working there and he's still there. Oh. So, there are places that still keep a real steady group who work. And I think that makes a difference when you're a customer because you like to see those same people. But I don't think there's many restaurants that do that anymore.
Well, with some of the different changes and stuff.
Yeah, I can't. I hear it's really difficult to get staff, for sure.
We'll see. That's why we got to figure this thing out some other way. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
Hi, folks. Fly Humboldt wants to remind you that flying local is buying local. And with airlines going to seven cities serving hundreds of destinations, it's easier than ever to get to where you want to go from Humboldt County's airport. That's right, you can fly on American, Avelo, and United Airlines nonstop to Denver, Hollywood, Burbank, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. Flying has never been more convenient or affordable, so book your trip now. For more information, go to flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47, final minutes with Virginia this morning. So if somebody is looking to do consistent delivery, you were talking about staff not turning over, the menu items being anticipated, I would think that that's one of the keys of having a successful food establishment, whether it's a chain or whether it's an independent, is you kind of, at least our experience, when we go in, Ange will always get the special. Doesn't matter what it is.
She's willing to take a chance.
She will test. I go in, and it's like I'm here, and I have a certain level of expectation and a desire for blank, whatever it is. So we go into our place, and they, you want this or that?
Yeah.
That's my choice. I mean, you can throw a menu in front of me. It's not going to really matter. It's this or that. What did you find? Was it people had their favorite? Or was there...
Yeah.
Or you was know, it a dichotomy, kind of like what we
I
are?
I think people have their favorites, for sure. But even people who have their favorites, like myself, there's a lot like me who will still look at the menu very closely.
Kind of fake yourself out.
Sure that I don't want to try this. And I, you know, to me, making a decision on what to eat is the worst because it all always looks really good. But I generally am a creature of habit, and I will go back to whatever this specific thing is without mentioning a specific restaurant.
Did you guys ever do the samplers? Let's say somebody has never tried linguine, you know,
okay.
or cioppino. Heard a lot about it.
Oh, yeah, we'd get
a little sampler
kind
of thing.
It's not like we could, you know, you could.
Just a small.
Yeah, I say we can't get much of a sample of a steak. However, you could get a little sample of prime rib or something. But
yeah, just
but yeah, you could
an hors d'oeuvre kind of approach. I've always wondered why restaurants don't do that. You know, you got the full meals everywhere, but maybe you don't want to roll the dice on a full meal. So yeah, okay, these three appetizers, and we'll choose one of those to be the
main
meal.
Can you? Yeah, well, that might be called something called a prefix menu. Those actually,
okay.
I kind of like never, I, there's not as many around here, but sometimes when you go in and it's basically you get, you like there's three different areas where you choose. So you have three to choose from here, three, you know, three appetizer, three salad, whatever,
okay.
Three dinner. Or
kind of like the Chinese menu,
yeah,
you know, the column
you know,
column
and
B,
it's, so
know.
It's a you know, a standard price, but sometimes that's kind of fun because especially if you go with someone else, they pick something different, and you almost feel like you're getting a more...
Everything but the Lazy Susan at the center of the table.
You know, I actually got one on my... And I put one on my table recently. I had my stepdad was 95 on
Whoa.
The day. Happy late birthday, George. You're amazing, doing great, but we had a big group over, so I got one of those. They're really cool. I would have had one of those at the restaurant if I could at every
Yeah,
table.
Or sauces.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
just
that's
a variety
dressing.
Of sauces.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm
so we're coming up with all these ideas here.
Yeah,
I know
no.
you're saying you're not going to open up OHs.
Yeah, I'll bring you
However,
some. However. Maybe I should bring you some garbanzo beans and seasoning next time.
Oh, no, the garbanzo beans, basil garbanzo, the salad, the bean salad from Roy's.
Yeah, well, I can't create. Oh, I'm.
We
I
would buy 5 gallon
yeah.
tubs of that stuff and just.
That's what people used to buy our marinated stuff. And so I have it available. I make it.
Yeah, we'll work something out.
I won't charge you for a sampler.
Uh-huh. Sure. Somehow I imagine there would be payback. One way or another.
Does Winston remember any of these restaurants?
They remember Roy's Club. They kind of went through a little bit of an issue because that was our New Year's Eve.
Oh.
We would go there. So I think one, was it Stefan's senior year? Or maybe it was Winston's. Came back, and that was the year that they had shut it down. And it's like, okay, now what do we do? And it was really,
yeah.
It was like going into neutral.
Yeah.
Okay, now what
yeah.
do we do? That tradition is broken. And I suspect that, you know, you had a bunch of folks like that, too.
Yeah.
The HSU sports fundraisers.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh,
I
yeah.
remember that.
You know, finding lots of pictures from
when
them.
I was playing on the basketball team. You know, that kind of stuff that just, you know, it was routine. Yeah, it was part of growing up here. So I fired up. I don't know. I still like this radio thing, though.
You know,
I won't have free time at the end of the year, but perhaps I can find someone who does.
You know, eventually they're gonna want you to not be here as often, probably. Thinking.
Eventually.
Okay, maybe already.
Yeah. When I get those Father's Day cards, Dad, you don't have to come into work this month.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good clue.
Yeah.
What's up?
A gift to us.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. All right. Well, it's been fun kind of going down memory lane a little bit. What is the one memory you have of a business that is not here that you would do anything to have? or be able to experience again.
You're going to have to...
Think retail, think food.
The booths in Youngberg's.
Okay.
Booths, remember, I think I went there for the prom or something. I don't know why. It's like, it's one I barely remember, but I remember thinking, whoa, this is kind of cool.
So it's back in there somewhere.
Yeah, you got to ask. Y'all have to come back next time with some thoughts on that, because I'm sure there's a few different ones.
I think of like the Rib Room, Arthur Johnson's. Every single time I go by the corner there at 5th and F.
McGarrigan's
all
the time.
McGarrigan's, but you know, I didn't spend a lot of time in McGarrigan's.
I can
towards the end, I kind of accompanied, but I mean, there's just a bunch of those types. So good stuff.
All right.
Thanks for coming by.
I hope we don't. Did I make you feel older?
No, you're shaking out the cobwebs. This is cool. See everybody tomorrow.